The Inspector of Mental Health Services, Dr. Susan Finnerty, has said it's astounding that the state has failed to provide adequate rehabilitation services in the sector. Dr. Finnerty blames the long-term neglect of people with severe and enduring mental illness for creating what she called a revolving door admissions practice to the detriment of service users, their families and the public finances. The inspector is appointed by the Mental Health Commission and its chief executive, John Farrelly, is here. John Farrelly, thanks for coming into us this morning. What are mental health rehabilitation services?
So basically, for every 100 people who enter our mental health services, about 14 will develop severe and enduring mental illness where they need very specific support and care in order to recover. So if you think of someone has a stroke, many people that have a stroke, they need rehabilitation, they need care after that in order to enable them to live their lives. The same if you break your leg. If you break your leg, you go to the hospital, they put a plaster on it. They don't then tell you, just keep the plaster on for 10 years and you'll come back to us. Rehabilitation is about working with people with severe and enduring mental illness so that they can live their life.
And what sort of services are we talking about?
So generally, we have a policy called a Vision for Change, which is now 10 years old, which set out that we would, in closing the big institutions, we as a state, we as a people, would develop community services to support people. And the community services in terms of rehabilitation are specialist-led by a trained psychiatrist and a team of nurses, occupational therapists, psychologists. And what they do is they work with the person, and it's meant to be in the community so that they can really look at their illness and recover and really, you know, even if they don't recover, live as well as they can in the community.
Yeah. And where are the gaps?
Well, the gaps are quite astounding, actually. I mean, the more I look at it and the more I look at the inspector's report, I think we have a budding, I know at the moment we look back and we see different things that have happened in our society of neglect and we call them scandals. And you look at this and you'd have to think, you know, this has the capability, unless someone intervenes in terms of the government or the HSE, to get on top of this to be a scandal also. So, for example, we have 23 rehabilitation teams nationally after 10 years. That's less than 50%. There's supposed to be 46 to 48 teams nationally. We also have started, because of this and because of this lack of care that's being provided, the HSE has started using beds in specialist rehabilitation units, which are private units, which are based in Dublin and one in Cork. But the problem is, if you live in Donegal or you live in any other part of the country, you have to move away from your community to these placements. And these placements can be up for up to 3 years. The inspector quite clearly identifies that this isn't appropriate. This inappropriate out-of-area placement is pretty much being banned in the UK and being monitored in the UK. And yet we seem to, and I would say accidentally or unintentionally, seem to be driving this into our system. So that's something that we would want to cease immediately, and we've spoke to the HSE about this. Very often the responses you get are, well, you know, what can we do? Or, you know, is there another way of doing it? That to me isn't acceptable as a regulator. I've heard that excuse for many years. The way that we want to see things done is that government policy is applied and applied properly. It's not an a la carte menu, and it's something that should be monitored by the department and people should be held accountable.
Being hospitalised with a mental health illness can often be a very traumatic experience for somebody and indeed their family. And the hope with a rehabilitation service is that once that's over, that a rehabilitation service can keep them out of an acute hospital again. Is the danger that with a gap in rehab services that there are more admissions than there need to be?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is basic health services management. The most costly thing is an acute bed in the hospital. If you don't look after someone in the community and apply the services, you will have this revolving door. And at this moment in time, there are people in units around this country in beds that don't need to be there because we do not have the community rehabilitation services. So it's bad for the patient, and that's the most important, but it's also bad for the public purse. And it just doesn't make any sense. It's quite perverse, actually, that after 10 years, and I think your listeners need to understand this, this is a 10-year-old policy. We'll have a new policy coming out soon, and from what I'm seeing is, a policy is just a piece of paper. It's absolutely useless unless it's implemented and monitored, and the only reason we're putting a policy there is for the citizen.
We'll be talking to the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, later in the programme, and he's just the latest minister since the Vision for Change was launched in 2006. Why do you think it hasn't been implemented properly?
I think there's a structural issue in Ireland about how the Department of Health monitors the implementation of our health services and the HSE. I think now that we have a HSE board, I think I'm hoping that the board members there will look at this and go, look, there's a strategic issue here where the most vulnerable who we're supposed to be caring for after 10 years are not getting the services they require. So for me, it's about the political system puts in place the policy with the help of the department, and then that's implemented by the public servants, and you know, it's monitored and people actually check if it's happening. So the idea that we as regulators are coming along and we're producing this report, which I'm sure your listeners will be shocked about, that's just not good enough in a modern health service. A modern health service manages what's going on and really adapts and changes and makes sure that we're community-based.
Would it be expensive to implement the report in full?
Well, it's a lot more expensive to be blocking up all the beds, and it's very expensive on the people who need rehabilitation, who are losing years of their lives. I mean, you know, I'm at the age where I've listened to many vulnerable citizens talk about lost years in their lives, and I want to make sure that doesn't happen to people now in the mental health services.
John Farley, thanks for coming into us. That's John Farley, Chief Executive of the Mental Health Commission. It's 7:46.